It's time for Father Mick Detective, Ordained and Consecrated Catholic Priest. Episode 1, Honor Thy Father and His Brother. With your star, Father Mick Detective.
Don't think God has a sense of humor? Just look at the platypus. The day started off like the taste of a communion wafer, truly heavenly. It was the kind of day where God pokes you while you're sleeping to provide you with the peace of mind that everything's going to be okay. Too bad it didn't stay that way. It all started at the building where I'm employed, where I've served my congregation for the last 9 years, and also an adjective to describe Jennifer Love Hewitt's body, parish. The weather was like the film It's a Mad, 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 Mad World, truly heavenly. Needless to say, by the time I got to the office, my mood was more fine than the Three Stooges' Larry. That is, until I checked my answering machine, where an ominous message was waiting for me.
Hello, Father Mick. If you're getting this message, it means I've dialed the phone correctly and your answering machine is plugged in. Say, do me a favor, would you? Right now I'm like a luggage repairman. I'm working on an important case. On the off chance something happens to me and I can't come into the studio to record the podcast this week, just in case I go missing for a few days, could you check in on my friend, Tawny Nacho? She might be like a person replacing their Beatles CDs with the new remasters. She might be in need of help.
Father Mick?
What does the sign on the door say, sister?
Mick Detective, Priest.
It sure does. Because I can afford all the ease I want on my priest salary. Now, what is it?
I was passing by and couldn't help but overhear that strange message. Who is that man and why does he use all those strange similes?
It's like Charlie Chaplin once said, simile and the world simile is with you. His name is Mike Detective, but around my house he goes by a different name, Brother.
He's your brother? But you're my father. Wouldn't that make him my uncle? We are family.
Quiet, Sister Sledge. I have to think. It would be easy to ignore this call, but I can't be like Judas, can I? Who betrayed Jesus with a kiss? Sure, I kissed Mike a couple of times. We were young, wanted to learn how, and didn't have any cousins or pillows. And any shame boners that may have popped up were just natural side effects of one tongue meeting another. But this is all beside the point. I have to help him.
Is there anything I can do, Father Mick?
Just what you always do, sister. Pray.
Oh, that reminds me. I've never done that. Not once since I joined up. Kind of keeps slipping my mind.
Okay. Well, you're fired. Now, you might be wondering why my brother Mike would trust a simple priest with a dangerous task like this. Well, I'm sure you're like another famous Christopher, not the saint with whom we're all familiar, but the ex-SNL star turned director. You've guessed that I'm not exactly what I seem. I served 3 tours in the war as an acting backdoor pilot in the Air Force. Then, I was specially trained by the CIA in wet work. I can kill a man just by looking at him, as long as I followed up by shooting at him or throwing a rock at his head. Mike knew I had turned my back on that life a long time ago. So if he asked, it must have been important. I, like the entire world, had heard about the Kelsey Grammer Tawny Nacho wedding happening that afternoon, and I intended to crash it like Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn would, in the least humorous way possible.
Excuse me, Father. You must be like Jack, Sawyer, and Vincent. Lost.
None are lost, my son. Those who walk in the footsteps of the Lord.
This is a restricted area. No admittance.
My son, I once took a vow to turn the other cheek, but now I realize it was a butt cheek I must turn. Yours. As I kick your fucking ass.
No!
I'll complete 12 Hail Marys for that one. Good thing the championship football game is next week. I knew a priest would be the last thing anyone expected to see at a wedding. And one thing I learned in the armed forces was how to masterfully camouflage myself. Who is the one person that no one dares confront? The gay wedding planner, of course, for fear of incurring his acerbic gay wrath. So, like a dog with opposable thumbs, I took off my collar and traded it in for a half shirt and leg warmers. What's up, queer buckets? Honey, those eyelashes could be used to start a NASCAR race. Who applied your makeup? Pablo Picasso? Girl, if you were at a barn dance and somebody yelled hoedown, you would drop to the floor. Hey, you can't spell gay without a Y. Can't I be sitting on Javier Bardem's face right now? Now, Who's got a cock that needs sucking? Maybe I can fit it in to my fucking mouth. Right, Fagtaculars?
I declare this wedding planner to be appropriately gay.
Thank you. Now someone might tell me where the bride is. More like the Bride of Frankenstein. Am I right?
The Stein wedding is next door. And yes, Frank is as excited to get hitched as he was to have the middle name Norman. But if you're looking for Tawny Nacho, she's waiting for the priest to arrive so she can get married.
A priest? Of course. One quick change later and I was back in my priest costume. I know some priests call it a uniform, but it's just so stupid looking. Reminds me of Halloween. I've long led the movement for priests to be able to wear Hawaiian shirts, shorts, and bitchin' Brian Bosworth-style sunglasses, so we could look cool and kids would trust us more. Anyway, I finally found the real priest, who was just about to go on. Excuse me, Father.
Yes, Father? Wait a minute, two fathers? What is this, a Paul Reiser and Greg Evigan comedy?
Blessed are the peacemakers, a.k.a. George Clooney and Nicole Kidman. After killing two more men, I made my way up the altar and started the ceremony. The result, you heard last week. I did my best to postpone the wedding, hoping my brother would rush in and save the day. Well, enough jokes, I now pronounce you man and wife. And I probably could have stalled for another couple of minutes, especially because I have a chunk on Burger King napkin dispensers that I'm still trying to work out. But the chances of my brother being on that nearby helicopter were so minuscule, like 85%, that I didn't think it was worth it. But one thing I knew was that if my brother did show up, I would be right there behind him, ready to back him up every step of the way.
Oh! The priest! He's been shot!
I'm like a hippie's t-shirt in arts and crafts class. Dying! Wait, actually, more like a priest in church. Holy!
Who shot Father Mick? Will the response to this episode be positive enough to save him? Or will listeners desert the show in droves? Will Rob Hubel shoot a TV show next week that gets in the way of his real job, recording dumb puns for this show? Find out next week on Mike Detective.
Boy, TV money is so much better than podcast money, but the pussy is much worse.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.